Now, turning our attention to the next meeting of the Kenmare Municipal District, taking place on Friday coming. There's a motion which is put forward by Councillor Johnny Healy-Ray, calling on the Department of the Taoiseach to update the area, or update the council, on work that's being done to provide for services, local services, including transport and other issues, for both locals and Ukrainian refugees who are now staying in the Kenmare Municipal District. With me in the line to talk about this is Councillor Johnny Healy-Ray. Councillor Healy-Ray, good morning to you.
Good morning, Johnny.
Tell me your motion. You want to find out what's being done. What's being done in terms of services? I'd imagine this is something to do with the number of Ukrainian refugees that are now residing in the Kenmare Municipal District, a number that's likely to increase over the next couple of months, I'd imagine.
Well, it is, Johnny. And look, I suppose to more than time for the Department of the Taoiseach and others who are dealing with the Ukrainian refugees who are coming into our country. And I have to say from the outset, I fully agree that we have to do all that. But unfortunately, from our point of view here in Kerry, it feels like we're just doing part of that. We're providing the accommodation, which we have, which is causing problems in itself. Both for tourism, etc. And I raised something at the meeting on Monday. Things like the Kerry Way, a lot of the accommodation that the Ukrainian people are residing in was accommodation that was used, you know, for the type of holiday makers that use the Kerry Way, and we've thousands of kilometres of it, etc. And it was a very important factor to our county. But apart from that, the services then that people need, whether it's local people or people that are coming in from outside, like doctors, hospitals, transport, access to everyday services, they are not coming along with accommodation. So we have the people mostly who are providing the accommodation in places like Villinshoyle and places like Glynbe, other places like that. They're actually run ragged trying to bring people to the doctor's appointments. They're invariably people with young kids trying to bring them to hospital appointments. Transport is proving an awful problem. To access the services is proving an awful problem. We've heard recently of the doctors in Castlegan, for instance, being under exhaustive pressure to see after the numbers they had, not to mind adding hundreds of people to this list. So while it's, you know, admirable that we're providing accommodation for people, and that's fine. But if we don't have the services to go along with it, we're doing a disservice to them, and we're doing a disservice to the people of this county by not ensuring them things are in place. And I actually think we're at a crisis point in a lot of these issues, and we don't seem to be getting any reply or any real answer to what is being done to provide extra doctor services, transport in some cases, hospital appointments. We know of instances in this country where people are waiting years at this stage for hospital appointments, be it Catholics, be it whatever it is, not a mind to be bringing. And we now know that there's somewhere between 4,500 and 5,000 refugees in County Kerry, with more expected to come. I don't think we have the mechanisms to cope, and I don't think the government have the will or the knowledge or the how would you say, they're not willing. They're providing the accommodation, in other words, and they're not willing to follow through with it.
They're contracting hospitality companies and individuals who own hotels and guest houses. It's easier to contract them to provide the beds. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's easier. It's much more difficult to provide extra GPs, extra hours in your accident and emergency, and put on bus services.
Yeah, and sure. Look, Jerry, we all know about the last number of years. It seems to be beyond the scope of no matter what government or what Minister of Health we have to provide actually enough doctors or to entice them into rural areas. We know that our university hospital in Kerry is under pressure from all angles all the time. We're after being through a COVID crisis, and now it feels like we're into another one. There is no one acknowledging that there is a problem with these people nearly begging for lifts at this stage to places. Our accommodation is taken up, and I hope with the help of God that a lot of these will be able to go back to their own home country in time. And what happens then at that stage if we reach that point? But in the meantime, we don't have basic services, in other words. We don't have them adequately to see after our own people. And it has to be said at some stage, there is no point putting people down and people into B&Bs and into accommodation in places where they don't have these basic services. They're not there for the local people. they're not in mind anything else. It's not fair on them, and it's not fair on the people of Kerry.
Well, in the context of it, we were speaking yesterday with the Irish Refugee Council on the programme, in the context of the fact that there is tented accommodation in Tralee, where 40 people are staying for probably into and probably through the winter, such as the level of emergency that's there now. There doesn't seem to be any sign of this changing, that, you know, as many people as they can get under a solid roof, they will try and they'll put them wherever they can to get through the emergency.
And look, Jerry, and that's appreciated. And if we're sleeping at the side of the road, a tent is better than that. If we're sleeping in a tent, something with a solid roof is better than that. And it works in stages. And I appreciate that there's an awful large-scale problem to do with the war in the Ukraine. But it has to be recognised that Ireland is doing its part, and maybe more so than a lot of countries. And when we don't have the services to see after them adequately, or even half adequately, and there is people who have taken them into accommodation, who now feel under awful pressure for transport, etc., and trying to get them appointments and trying to help them out. And in the finish, they're going to walk away from accommodating them because the pressure will be too much. And in the meantime, it's hurt the old county in lots of ways. And while we have to take our share of the pain, it has to be said, in a county of our size, if they're not going to improve their services, provide transport at least, and do something in that regard, that we're probably not able to cope with any more of them. And you've said it there yourself, where we have people sleeping in tents. Surely that's not acceptable, or doing anything for the Ukrainian people. Either do it right and bring the services with them. And like my point is, we haven't been able to do that with the last number of years for the local people. It is very unlikely now that we're going to be able to do it for thousands more.
You're directing your motion towards the Department of the Taoiseach. Are you expecting a response?
I most certainly am, Jerry, and I'll be asking Danny and Michael to raise it in Dáil Éireann, which they've done previously. And the Taoiseach should respond because he's the leader of the government in the country. And if he's, how would you say, willing to bring thousands of people and to do his part of the government's part for to do that as part of Europe, that's fine. But he can't do it and keep putting people into tents or finish up out in football fields with them and having no service from them. That's only living in squalor. They might have been better off where they were. If that's what our government is going to do to them, at least acknowledge that there is a problem when it comes to health services, when it comes to transport, and when you're putting people into rural areas where they may not do not be used of this carry-on. They don't have access to vehicles anyway, etc.
Yeah.
If we don't have services for them, I think it is unfair on them, and it is unfair on the people of Kerry and of all the country to expect them to carry on. And look, it was often said you'd stick anything for 3 or 4 months or even 6 months.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem to be the case here. This is going to go on probably for a number of years, and we're going to finish up in an awful situation, in my view. So, yes, to answer your question, I most certainly hope that we will get a response.
If there isn't a satisfactory response, if the services aren't provided over a sufficient timeline, shall we say, would you be calling for a halt? To say, listen, we've taken as many as we can?
I'm as good as calling for a halt as it is, because, look, anyone that's on the ground, whether it is in Kinmare or Cahir Saigheen or Killoglan or Glenburgh, these places, they know the pressures that are there every day. I feel that we are doing our part. All right, it can be argued that maybe we can take more people and families, but we most certainly can't take them without having services put in place, basic things like transport, people to liaise with them, people to deal with them. The fact is, all they're doing with them is barely providing a bed for them, and it's up to the accommodation provider then to nearly see after them, which is near impossible. And then on the other side, My second point is, we do not have the services adequately with the last number of years to see after our own people. And I've mentioned the waiting lists, etc. How does anyone expect them to be there now all of a sudden for maybe somewhere between 5,000 and 10,000 more people in rural areas where we're fighting for services already? So the least they may do is try and do it half right.
Okay, Johnny, finally, separately, at Kerry County Council meeting on Monday, you launched a broadside at those who were protesting at Puck Goat being up on the stand during this year's festival. He was up, he was down, he was up, he was down again in the baking heat. You're not happy with people who were objecting to all of that?
And I'm most certainly not, Jerry, and I feel that there was a silent majority that didn't agree at all with a lot of the carry-on that went on during that week. Not alone the likes of Joe Duffy tearing up a statement from the committee of Puck Fair, live on radio, which was very disrespectful in my eyes to a voluntary committee who has run Puck Fair in County Kerry successfully with a long number of years. It's the oldest fair in Ireland. The point I was trying to make is some of their actions, like the woman that lead down the ground and drew a box around herself, the committee had to put people in place to make sure that she was minded and that she wasn't hurt, etc. Some of their actions were just too much.
It was a peaceful protest, surely, Johnny. She's entitled to protest. She's upset she's concerned.
But you must remember one thing. We're all entitled to a lot of things and we don't get them, but to lie down in a busy street in Killoglan where there's thousands of people up and down and she's in danger of being of something happening, they actually gave the committee another very unfair job, in my opinion, for to mind her and see after her that nothing would happen, not. Mm. So that why she is entitled to protest. And the other point I would make is, it's very funny to hear them talking about a puck out the day at Puck Fair. There's no account from the other 52 weeks of the year. And if there's snow on the mountains, there's no account from bringing a bag of hay or a bucket of rolled oats.
Well, look, not to go through the whole argument again, but there's the five freedoms, and their main objection is, and their main objection this year was, given the unusual extreme heat that we had, that putting a goat and restricting its space, putting it up that high,
and
not a good idea.
In other previous years, whether it was heavy rain or whether it was blistering heat, the committee always have seen after the goat to the best of their ability, without its incident, I might add. Mm. And I would also say that the goat would have been taken down without any Joe Duffy or without any person lying down on the ground trying to make a point. And
I'm not so sure about that, John. In fairness, there was a lot of commentary, a lot of comments we got in here from people who were quite upset, people from Kerry who were quite upset.
Neither can I, but the thing I can prove is, without incident, the committee have seen after the goat at Puck Fair with hundreds of years now at this stage through various lifetimes, and I sincerely hope that that'll be the case going into the future. And the reason that I brought the motion on Monday, and I was very glad to receive unanimous support from the members of Kerry County Council who are elected from this county, that they would continue in that vein and do what they've always done without incident.
And ignore the protesters and animal welfare concerns.
I don't ignore anyone, Joe. I listen to their point of view, but that, in the same vein, then that doesn't mean that I have to agree with them, just because, and I most certainly do not agree with them in this case. I didn't like their manner. It was castigating of the committee for a radio presenter to tear up a statement from any committee.
In fairness to Joe Duffy, I'm not here to defend Joe Duffy. He was doing his job based on the responses he got from the public and people who were raising the issues.
I'm not denying that, Joe. He's entitled to do his job, and I am entitled to do mine, and that is, in my opinion, in this case, to back the committee that has successfully run Puck Fair down through the years without incident, and we have every rule and regulation on them, and we've enough of them. Without incident is the key here. We've enough rules, we've enough regulations. This fair is very important. People come from all over the world. People meet on an annual basis. We've been without it for a couple of years. They come home, they meet people. It's part of our fair and it's part of our tradition. And I would suggest that there's a lot of other things that can be done for animals or for animals' rights besides lying down in the ground in the street in Killoglan. Make you protest. And I would work with them in any of that regard, really, to do anything that would help animals.
Sure.
I can't see the point in this.
And you've no truck with the argument that, look, we need to move on. That just because something's been a tradition for hundreds of years doesn't mean it always has to continue to be a tradition. Things evolve, they change over time. Put up a statue, put up an effigy, something like that, and leave the goats alone ranging around the mountains of Killoglan.
Well, we have a statue at the Lone Bridge 365 days of the year. Look, Jerry, I've no bother with things changing in certain regards, but I most certainly respect tradition, and the point that I have to make here, it has been without incident, and it's part of the fair, and I fully, honestly believe that the goat is better looked after than any goat in Ireland. For them 3 days, and for the weeks leading into it, and for the weeks afterwards. And if someone can take that as a fair point, I won't win the argument at all.
No.
I think the goat is very, very well looked after, and there is a lot of other things they could do. And it's very funny, on all the other days that are in the year, that there's no talk about all the goats that are in the hills. And like I say, if they have a fall of snow, I don't see them doing anything for them them days.
Indeed. The argument is they're in their natural surrounds, then will be able to look after themselves, not in the cage, suspended in the height over a festival. That's the argument. But look, we won't go into it again. We've trashed it out. Thanks for your view on it and the other view. That's Councillor Johnny Healy-Ray there on the line.